How's it going at Berg & Brew?
Berg & Brew is cool. It's exciting.
Yes,
My son stayed home from school the other day because he wasn't feeling well. I think kids, first 2 weeks of December start not to feel well, you know, they're itching to get into the beach, etc.
Yep.
So when I left for work in the morning, he said to me, "Please, can I get burgers and Boots for lunch?"
And Boots.
It's burgers and Boots instead of Burgers and Brew. So I said, with pleasure. So 12:10, I get a phone call from my son. He's 5 years old. He said, "Nu, where's my burger?" So I sent him home a burger, and I decided I'll eat a burger with him just to spend time. So we both had a great burger, and I said, "Right, I have to run back to work." He says, "Okay, tomorrow, same time, same place, but I want the ribs."
Did I heard your ribs are amazing.
Yeah, they're cool.
Did he say, "Listen, Brew, tomorrow"?
He said, "But."
Have you had their burgers?
I have had his burger, actually. And I plan on going back there. I think it's the 6th of December. Jewish Report is having their end of year function.
Wonderful.
Their Hanukkah party at Berger & Brew.
Good call, Howard.
My thank you.
Very, very good call. All right, so what can you tell us about what's happening at Miss Bones?
So just some specials, because there's only 2 weeks left of specials until 2019. So this week we've got some very cool deals.
Sorry, which weeks don't get specials?
Which weeks don't get specials? Like 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, 2 weeks before Pesach,
and
2 weeks before the end of the year.
So last specials, middle of December.
Last specials, middle of December.
If you don't buy your meat by the 15th of December, you're paying double.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Someone's got to pay for a holiday. So. Someone saw my mother many years ago. I was a kid. I remember she was so upset. She saw my mother in Cape Town and she said, "You know, I paid for your holiday." So my mother said to her, "Thank you very much. I wish you would have bought more. I'm only staying in a 4-star hotel." So yes. We know our community, we know our customers. So chicken drums this week are 89 a kilo, they're normally 94 kilos, so there's a 5 rand per kilo saving. Lamb stew is normally 149, and lamb does get more expensive towards Christmas and New Year, so that's 139 a kilo. Cooked, we've got pulled beef at 209 a kilo. We've got Rogan Josh lamb stew at 189 a kilo, and we've got pulled lamb. It's a new product. It's very cool at 199 per kilo.
Okay, what is Rogan Josh?
Rogan Josh is a Northern Indian curry, and it's a very cool story. And we do it
properly. We temper the spices.
It's a hot curry, but it's a proper curry. So it makes you hot from the inside, not the outside. So you don't burn your tongue, but you start to sweat on your forehead. It's proper stuff. So we temper the spices. And we do it. We don't buy a spice pack and a Durban curry vibe. It's a proper Indian curry.
So South Africans don't understand that genuine Indian food is succulent and flavorful.
Yes.
It's not like Durban. Durban is about sweating. Indian food is about flavor. And Rogan Josh is one of my favorite curries, actually.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Very nice.
But Baruch, you're talking about holidays.
Yes.
Now, it just so happens that this December I will be wandering through Asia again. And one of the places I'll be going to is Cambodia.
Right.
Now, Kathy, I don't know if you know, in Cambodia, in Phnom Penh, the Chabad Rabbi of Phnom Penh is Rabbi Butman. Wonderful human being. One day I called him up and said, "I've just arrived. I've got 3 hours. I'm heading to Sihanoukville for the beach. There are 23 South African Jews for Shabbos dinner. What have you got?" And he said, "Get into a tuk-tuk. Come to me." And I arrived. There was a production line. They were frying schnitzels. He gave me bottles of gefilte fish. He gave me the challahs his wife had baked the previous night for them. He gave to me. And with all my petlach, I got on a bus and went on to Sihanoukville, and we had kosher Shabbos dinner on the beach in Sihanoukville.
Incredible.
Amazing.
And rumor has it, he's a customer of yours.
That's true. We actually supply Chabad of Cambodia. And we've also done some stuff for Chabad of Vietnam, but Vietnam's a bit tricky with the bureaucracy. But I was actually in Cambodia, Vietnam, and Hong Kong a year and a half ago, and experienced a whole different vibe over there. Amazing.
So Shabbos dinner.
So you went all the way to Cambodia to have Baruch fried schnitzel.
Exactly. And I've had Shabbos dinner in Chabad of Cambodia as well. Wonderful experience.
Yeah.
Because the Israelis who are working there, the other travelers from around Asia in particular, met people who are living in Beijing and people who are living in Vietnam. And just an amazing, amazing experience of Chabad in the middle of absolutely nowhere.
What I found absolutely amazing over there was he took me on like a tour of his Chabad house, which is like four or five stories up, a thin building, but very just based on their building laws over there. And on the third or fourth floor is the kids' school. He's got a couple of kids, and I see they're all sitting in front of laptops. The three kids that were schooling, and they're doing school on a Chabad online schooling program. School. So I go look where the son is. The son, I think, is 9 or 10 years old. And I say to him, what are you learning and who are you studying it with? And he shows me his computer screen, and it's this app on his computer. And he's learning with Chabad rabbis' kids from India, Vietnam, Hong Kong, China, Singapore. I think there was a South Korean kid as well. And all these guys sit. They can see each other on the screen. And they learn their Chumash, their Gemara, whatever they're learning. It's like unbelievable.
That is where that's education needs to go.
Yeah.
So Rabbi Butman, yes. Someone tells me the story recently. They needed some medication brought from Cambodia, where they left it by mistake, to Thailand. And none of the courier companies would, in fact, travel or transport prescription medication across an international border. And they called up Rabbi Butman and said, can you find us someone who's maybe flying from Cambodia who'll just bring the stuff to Bangkok? And he tried. He went to the airport. He couldn't find someone. And he got on an aeroplane himself, and he flew to Thailand. And from the airport, he just couriered the medicine through to the South Africans who were there.
Yeah.
And they said, how can we thank you for doing this? And he said, I have an account at Nussbaum's. Just put some money into it.
True story.
And did they?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. But like a remarkable, remarkable individual.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, when he got the phone call, he first had to go to the hotel where the daughter had left the medicine.
And so you know this whole story.
I know the story because the story that the family that it happened to pay for his meat account because of it. That's so amazing. He went to this hotel. He thinks he's going to go to the airport and find someone. He's going to give it onto the plane. So his wife thinks he's going to the airport to drop something off. He phones his wife. He says, I'm going to Thailand tonight.
But it is amazing when you think of the unbelievable work that Chabad do in the most obscure places in the world.
Yeah.
It's absolutely remarkable. And I have this vision, you know, at Chabad school, they say, well, we need some volunteers. Where would you like to go? You know, would you like to go to New York? Would you like to go to Miami? Would you like to go to the most obscure place we can find, like Pyongyang, Cambodia? And someone says yes.
Yeah.
And then, of course, in Umhlanga, when they used to be on the beach, they said, we need someone on the beach with the waves crashing outside at Chabad of Umhlanga. And someone went.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
It is.
So in fact, last year, Rabbi Butman came to South Africa, and he brought with a number of people from the genocide center in Cambodia, because, of course, Cambodia had one of the largest genocides in the world. 2 million of the 6 million Cambodians were, in fact, murdered by Pol Pot and his regime. And the same family brought him out and brought out people from the genocide center and some victims of the genocide. And they spoke both at Limud and at the Holocaust center in Johannesburg. Mm-hmm. And very deeply meaningful sharing experiences of victims of the Cambodian genocide brought out by Rabbi Butman.
Yeah.
Incredible. What is the story with, you know, if we're going away and we want to order meat from you?
Okay, so good question.
Thank you.
Yes, you're very welcome. So Cape Town and Plett, we're doing home deliveries. So you place an order with us, we box it, we freeze it, you give us your address, hotel, flat, house, wherever it may be, even Musenberg, and we've got an agent in Cape Town that will deliver to your door. You just tell us you want it by the 13th of December, 2 to 4, and we'll have someone outside your door with your stuff. Plett is the same thing. We've got a courier, and Umhlanga we send to the airport, and you collect from the airport. So that's what we're doing for our lovely customers for December, Jan.
If somebody is going, say they're going inland.
Yeah.
And it's not a destination that you really cover with couriers. Is there a special way to pack meat that you can pack so that we can take it with us?
Yeah, for sure. So we first of all freeze it. And then we've got these dry ice packs, which is quite a cool invention. It comes like in a little vacuum bag. And we've got these white polystyrene boxes. And assuming the drive 6 to 8 hours, when you get there, it will still be frozen. So it's perfect.
Jeez.
And then you put it in your freezer when you get there.
So let us say I'm in Plettenberg Bay.
Yes.
is there a shop which will also have your products in, or yes, only home deliveries?
Yes, so we will be in, we're just finalizing the deal, so I'll know in the next day or two, but we used to do it with Roburg for many years, but Roburg became very busy and they're distributing lots of stuff, so they're not doing it this year. So Pick and Pay in Plett will stock our products, and there's another deli, I just forget what it's called, the deli something, that will stock our products as well. But we're delivering throughout December, January, so if anyone runs out, we just stick it on a plane and you get it the next day.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Baruch Lurie.
Thank you.